The words the White House will not say. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama is refusing to use the term radical Islam to describe terrorists who claim to be Muslim, and his critics are disgusted. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is one of the leaders of this campaign to have the president name radical Islam as the enemy, and on Fox he compared it to his own crusade against the Italian mob in New York.
I got plenty of blowback. I got people that said the mob doesn't exist. There's no such thing as the mafia. But, you know, until the FBI acknowledged that the mafia exists, and we're going to look for the connections, and be damned if they call us prejudiced, because it wasn't. There was nothing prejudiced about it.
Well, okay, but then why doesn't he also name the religious affiliations of the mob bosses he went after? Because members of the mafia are steeped in the culture of Catholicism. They give to the church, baptize their children, make the sign of the cross, confess their sins in the confidence of the confessional. They may not cry out, "The Lord be with you," after a mob hit, but suppose they did. You would never come out and say, "We're declaring war on radical Catholics," because their conduct would bear no resemblance to actual Catholic teaching. The point here is, why should we believe the religious claims of any terrorist? The attackers in France may call themselves Islamic. They may cry out, "God is great," but so what? Do you think that those who deliberately gun down innocent people have even a shred of credibility when they try to justify themselves? I don't, especially when they claim they were on the phone with God. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.